I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump reportedly is set to announce this hour what one official calls the largest set of sanctions against North Korea. It's the latest step in a campaign to pressure Pyongyang to abandon its nuclear and long-range missile development programs. Trump is expected to announce the new penalties at the Conservative Political Action Conference, an annual event outside Washington. The sanctions come as Trump's daughter, Ivanka, is visiting South Korea for the closing games of the Olympic Winter Games. Trump is also expected to announce the ongoing national debate over gun control in the wake of the February 14th killings at the high school in Parkland, Florida. He has supported a proposal to arm some teachers with guns. On his way to the CPAC conference, Trump spoke to reporters about his ideas and working with Congress.
I see Congress wanting to act now for the first time. So we certainly have to strengthen background checks. Everybody agrees with that. And we're going to make background checks very, very strong. I'll be speaking about that at CPAC. Very, very important is to do that. And also, the mentally ill, people that are mentally, they have mental problems, we cannot allow them to have guns.
The president has said he is in favor of ending the sale of bump stocks that increase the firepower of some weapons and raising the age to buy assault-style rifles from 18 to 21. The age proposal is opposed by the National Rifle Association, one of the country's most powerful lobbying groups. This is VOA News. UN investigators say they have identified more than 40 South Sudanese officials and military officers who may be responsible for war crimes and crimes against humanity. The report from the UN Commission on High Human Rights in South Sudan, released Friday, details horrifying acts of cruelty against South Sudanese civilians. Commission member Andrew Clapham.
There are victims that we've spoken to and who have given testimony to us who have been mutilated, gang raped, often by up to a dozen men, if not more.
The alleged crimes occurred during South Sudan's ongoing civil war, which has killed tens of thousands and uprooted more than 4 million people from their homes. United Nations Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura called Friday for an immediate ceasefire in Syria to stop both the, quote, horrific bombing of besieged eastern Ghouta and indiscriminate mortar shelling on Damascus. De Mistura said Russia, Iran, and Turkey must meet urgently to reinstate the de-escalation zones in Syria. The UN Security Council is set to vote Friday morning on a resolution calling for a 30-day pause in fighting across Syria. Meanwhile, reports say Syrian government warplanes, supported by Russia, pounded the rebel-held enclave of eastern Ghouta for a sixth straight day Friday, killing at least 5 people. De Mistura said Thursday he hopes the UN Security Council will approve the ceasefire, saying there is no alternative to halting the fighting and allowing humanitarian access.
In an increasing incremental militarization of the conflict in eastern Ghouta, where civilians are suffering.
President Donald Trump's Middle East peace plan is almost complete. That's what U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations said Thursday.
They are coming up with a plan. The plan won't be loved by either side, and it won't be hated by either side. But it's a template to start talking.
Speaking at the University of Chicago, Haley said that Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, and senior advisor Jason Greenblatt were finishing up the proposal. She said it's up to the Israelis and Palestinians to decide whether to have two states, and the U.S. will support whatever they do. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1. Hi there, welcome to Border Crossings. As we